აგეცი ფუნდეგი ტექსტლი თუ გოგუკა მათიო.
We'll read our text from Matthew.
Ისასუგო 9 შეგალოლუგე.
Matthew chapter 9.
Kusugele ebesini ibesile shumnes khombis.
From verse 17.
Akuthelwa futhi iwayini elisha ezimvabeni ezindala. Funa izimvaba ziqhume newayini lichitheke nezimvaba zonakale. Kodwa iwayini elisha balithela ezimvabeni ezintsha kulondeke.
Now they do not put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Yesterday morning we went to the funeral of Mr. Hatebe. He was almost 100 years old.
Waphenduka ngo 1955.
He got converted in 1955.
Ethi baba, inkomo zami seziyaphela, nembuzi zami ziyaphela, ngiyahlaba, kodwa nokho ingane zami ziyafa.
At that time he came and he said, look, I've hardly got a cow left. Hardly got a goat left. I've slaughtered everything as sacrifices for the ancestors, but in spite of all that, my children are just dying one after the other. And he said, I want to get converted. I want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, somewhat speaking about it yesterday, at that time he was the leader of a young group of men preparing them as warriors. And when he got converted, they said, well, now things are just going to go all wrong. But he at that time said, I'm not going to mix things. He said, I'm going to make a clear break with the world and with any other gods. And he stuck to it right to the end. And you know, when people get to a very old age, sometimes their mind is not clear anymore, but with him, he had a clear mind right to the end. I often phoned him. And whenever I phoned him, I always knew and sensed that he was still sticking to that which he promised so many years ago.
Umkakhe washone ngo 1960.
His wife died in 1960.
Ingane yakhe yokugcina ibe nezinyanga ezisithupha.
His youngest child was just 6 months old.
Emva kwesikhathi wathembisa.
And after some time, he got engaged.
Wathembisa nentombi yase King's Cliff ngaso Zwathi.
And he got engaged to a lady from the King's Cliff, Zwathini area.
Ethi mfundisi, eqaleni sasikhomana, kodwa semphendukile. Angisafuni ukuthi ngixhumane ngokwasezweni naye
And at that time he said, look, the first time I got married, I did it in a worldly way. We dated. But this time I've become a Christian. I don't want to do it in a worldly way. I want to do it in a different way, in a godly way. So at that time he said, look, I don't want to do it like I did in the past, so I would like to ask you to go and speak to this young lady. She was a teacher at the time. And so they then got married, and the wedding, if I remember correctly, it was at Mbalane on my father's farm, and we pitched a tent there. I conducted the wedding.
Wafika nengube mhlophe qua waba muhle.
And she arrived there in a snow white dress. It was beautiful. And that dress is symbolic of the life that you've lived, and that to show that you are pure and spotless. You haven't been touched by a man. Also wearing a veil over the face. And that veil is also symbolic of the fact that you and that bride is still pure, and that the real veil has not been torn. And so at that time he said, I'm not going to mix different things. My life's for God only. He also prepared for his funeral. He died in hospital. And he arranged in such a way and said that, look, if I die in hospital, I want the body to be taken directly from there to the church. And I don't even want you to have a through the night service the night before. And he said, from the mortuary straight to the church, and then from the church straight to the cemetery. Now that has some significance. According to Zulu tradition, things are normally done differently, and it's got to do with the ancestral spirits. And that's why he was so specific. Well, almost the whole parliament was there, or in the cabinet, because the son of Mr. Hatebe is Dr. Meshack Hatebe, who's a minister in the government.
No judge president to be called.
The judge president was also there.
No Mangameli was the South Africa, Ubabu Zuma Ubezoza, Gotwa Endleleni wa Pindele Muva, Kukono Kunye Ogwa Vela.
President Zuma had also intended attending, but something happened at short notice which made it impossible.
Well, athi angifuni okwasezweni emngcwabeni wami.
And so he was very specific with all the funeral details, and he said even when he's buried, he just wants to be buried normally, no sand to be thrown in or flowers and things like that. He says he just doesn't want anything that is of the world there.
Omunye wasemdeni wathi ungenwe kuzungeza umusi ongqongqoshe bamabalwa naye uthi hey asikwazi ukuphula lento eshiwo ubaba.
And then someone came and suggested, well, maybe they should just go around the house just once with the procession. But the minister said, nothing of it. My father, our father was very specific. He didn't want that. We cannot do something against his will. We got there about 9 o'clock. The body only arrived after that. And the
servant. Uma ebusuku kanga ngishaya ucingo bathi baba uzwile nje ubaba ubefuna ukuthi ukhuluma ngo-Abraham kanti ngasho ngalezi zinsuku ngathi ungu-Abraham wethu ngifuna ukukhuluma ngalokho.
And we got there about so we got there in the morning, and they'd put me right at the end of the program, even though he had said he doesn't want too many things to be done and said because he wanted me to have enough time to preach. And then they'd also asked that I still say something at the graveside. It was amazing. The night before I got the message that he had asked that I should speak about Abraham. And I said, it's amazing because just in those days I had spoken about him to others and said, you know, he reminds me of Abraham. He's like Abraham to us.
Bese wathi uAbraham wahlale matendi akayakhangi ndlula namadodana akhe Isaac no Jacobe ngoba bebebheka ikhaya elwakhiwe elenziwe.
And his point about Abram was that he and his sons Isaac and Jacob lived in tents, and it was because he didn't want to have a permanent place here. He said he is looking forward to that permanent city built by God. He didn't want his roots to go down deep here.
He's all excited. Kulezi nsuku bengibhizi wonke umzimba ubuhlungu ngikhathele ngithi awu ngizoya kanjani emgungudlovu ngithathe lowo mngcwabo amandla ngizowatholaphi ngayihudula ngathi ngoba kukhulume umuntu omdala kufanele ukuthi ngilalele.
Now these days, past weeks have been extremely busy, and I was totally exhausted the night before, and I thought I don't even know whether I'll be able to make it, but because it was this old man's wish, I said let me try. My whole body was sore, my legs were shaking, and I thought, well, I don't even know whether my legs will be able to carry me. So I'm still exhausted today. So if I suddenly just collapse and disappear behind the pulpit, don't get a shock. It's not a heart attack. It's just because I'm tired, and then I can never rest if I'm on the floor.
Uma uNkulunkulu engisizile izolo angamsiza futhi namhlanje ngiqede inkulumo.
Now if God could help me yesterday, then I trust he will help me again today to say what I need to say.
Lapho ngiphaphama bengizwa ngingcoyinwana kunayizolo ekuseni ngivuke ngosikisi.
Because this morning I just felt I had a bit more strength than I did yesterday morning at 6 o'clock when I got up.
Manje text lethu lithi ngeke uthele iwine elisha ezimvabeni ezindala ngoba izimvaba ziyoqhuma zikhebuke bese kuchitheke lonke iwine.
Now our text here says that you do not put new wine into old wineskins, else the wineskins will tear, they'll break, and the wine will be spilled.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza sikuzwisise lento.
May God help us that we'll truly understand what this says.
Nina elijonga ukugcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele njengokuba lisho kwabasefesi, gcwalani ngomoya ongcwele. Lalelisani libeke indlebe. Akufanele ukuthi nicele ukuthi nigcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele, nithole umoya ongcwele uma niyinto engasile.
Now, especially for those who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, those who have the desire, according to Ephesians, where the Lord instructs us and he says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to listen carefully, lest you ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit and things are not even right in your life. May God work that you will truly understand and grasp what this says.
Uthu Jesu iwayine elisha ngeke lithelwe ezimvabeni ezindala.
Now the Lord Jesus says, new wine will not be put into old wineskins.
Esikhathini esidala senkosi yethu Jesu, iwayini belingafakwa. Belifakwe ezimvabeni, hayi emabhodleleni. Into yanamhlanje lokhu ukuthi thathwe iwayini lifakwe ebhodleleni.
Now many years ago during the time of the Lord Jesus, wine was put into wineskins, not into bottles as we see it today.
Bebethatha isikhumba sembuzi noma esimvu, kakhulu imbuzi, basishuke size sithambe.
So in those days, they made wineskins mainly out of goat skins, sometimes out of sheepskin as well, but mainly goat skins. And they treated it for a long time until that skin became soft. Like you can see the Bible.
So that
skin was treated like you see a leather, even for which we have on some Bibles, that leather is soft because it's gone through a process where it's been worked hard and gotten all the starch out of it and all the wrong things, and that's why it becomes soft and you can work with it.
And
then they take these skins that had been worked through that process. And when they were ready, they would be sewn together very meticulously that it doesn't leak. So you could put liquid into it. Not a drop would be lost. And so the wine was put into these skins. And then closed. So they were sewn together in that way, and these were called the wineskins. Now, wine ferments.
Bese isikhwama lesisesikhumba sinwebeke.
And the wineskin allows that process, that fermentation process, to take place because it stretches. The skin stretches.
Ngenhlanhla siyostretcheka isikhumba kodwa singahebuki.
And it is able to absorb that, and it can stretch without bursting.
Manje ke uma usulkhili wine liphumile ilezomvaba ze wine bezilashwa ngoba ukwazi ukuthelelisha emvabini endala ngoba kuzobila futhi kukhukhumale.
And when that wine was ready, it was able to be used. And when it had been, that wineskin had been emptied, it would be discarded, just thrown away, because you could not put new wine into it, because it would once again ferment and it wouldn't be able to handle it, and it would just burst. So the Lord Jesus here says, you cannot and you do not put new wine into old wineskins. Whenever you have new wine, you need new wineskins. The Lord Jesus was addressing the Pharisees and also his disciples. The Lord also used the example of clothing, a garment. If you have an old garment and it is torn, you won't get a new piece of cloth and patch the old garment with this new patch. It would not be compatible. So new wine needs new wineskins. The Lord Jesus was also speaking about the Jews. The Jews also had their old wineskins of serving God. So they had the old wineskins, the old way of worship, where they had their rules and said, our forefathers worshipped in this way, so we must do it in exactly the same way.
Lelo wine,
So when the Lord Jesus came with his new wine, they couldn't handle it. They didn't understand it because they had the old. They were still of the old wineskins, and the Lord, even if he'd have poured it into those skins, it would have just burst.
Bebe nesiste endala beta hanje kutre ngayo leonse.
So they had that old system, their old way, and they said that's how we must continue.
Evangelike lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ lisha njalo.
Now the gospel of the Lord Jesus, of our Lord Jesus Christ, is brand new all the time. So it requires new wineskins, because you cannot put the new into the old. The message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is new. And as it says, we should be renewed daily. If you pray and say, Lord, give me the new wine, and then he has to pour it into an old wineskin, that wineskin will burst and all will be lost. The old wineskins become hard, they're inflexible. So if you try something with it, it just breaks.
It can't bend, it can't bow, it will break. Kuzoqhuma ngoba kuyimvaba imvaba endala.
Because it's an old wineskin.
Kusho ukuthi uma ngilandela uJesu, kumele ukuthi usuku nosuku ngenziwa busha ukuze ngithambe kahle ezandleni zenkosi, kungabikho stash.
So if I follow the Lord, serve him, I need to be renewed daily so that I will be soft and flexible, usable in the hands of the Lord.
Abajuda nabafarisi bengasho ngathi babe nesystem yabo.
The Jews, the Pharisees, had their own system, as I said. They had their own tradition. The way in which they had been brought up. They had their own ways. Saying, this is how we worshipped. This is how we should pray. Now, if you're not soft, if you're not flexible, the Lord will come and you'll be at loggerheads with one another. Things just won't work.
Nyabona. Ngeminyaka ephambili ngezo 1500 bekubusa isonto lamaRoma emhlabeni.
During the 1500s, the Roman Catholic Church, so to say, ruled the earth.
Nkulunkulu avusa uLuthero.
And then God raised Luther.
Namanye amadoda.
And other men.
Baze bagadlana, bashayana ngamakhanda, bathi, uLuthero uyinyoni ombulalayo uzothola umvuzo.
And they clashed head on to the point where the Catholic Church said that Luther is like a bird, anyone can shoot him.
Roma langaguqulwa kwaqaleka ibandla elisha.
And Rome didn't change, so a new congregation or church or movement was started.
Nothing glandi. Guadalega isonto lamasheshi.
And in England, they started the Anglican Church.
Emva kweminyaka, izimvabelezo zasechurch zabandala, wafika uJesu newayini elisha, bathi qha, qha, ethuma uJohn Wesley, bathi asimfuni, asimdingi, ushumayele okusha.
And the same happened to the Anglican Church. After many years, the Lord again came with new wine. He sent Wesley and others, and the church went against them and said, we don't need that.
Ikhulu zamasonto, zakhiya amasonto, ukuthi kungabikho nebandlelodwa elimukelayo uJohn Wesley.
And the church leaders were told that they should close their doors to John Wesley.
John Wesley waswela ipulpiti, waswela indawo yokushumayela.
So John Wesley didn't have a pulpit. Didn't have a place to preach.
Wahamba wama phezu kwethuna likayise. Wathi ubaba ongcwatshwe la, angikwazi ukungivimbela ukuba ngishumayele ngimi engcwabeni likababa.
They stopped him from preaching everywhere. Until he eventually went to his father's grave. He stood on his father's grave. He said, my father is buried here. You cannot refuse me permission to speak from here.
Kwasuka lapho ke, bafika abantu. Kwahlanganwa ekhotheni, kwahlanganwa emahlathini, baqoqana abantu, kodwa amasonto ayikhiyile, avale ngomshutho.
And more people came to listen to him, and eventually they had large gatherings, but outside in the open, in the forests and out in the fields. But the churches had closed their doors.
Kugcwaliseke okukhulunywa uJesu, ngeke uthathe iwayini elisha, ulifake ezimvabeni endala, kuyohebuka uchitheke ngaphandle ukuthi izimvabe zivume ukwenziwa busha. Uma ungavumi lokho, irivayiveli, umoya ongcwele, ukusebenza kwakho kuyodlula kuwe.
And that just proves what the Lord Jesus said, that you cannot put new wine into old wineskins. It doesn't work. The only way it will work is if that old wineskin is prepared to be renewed again, and then God can work. Otherwise, God's working, the revival, His Holy Spirit, you'll miss out on His working totally.
Kusho ukuthi ngithi sibusisiwe uma sibambisisa sikuzwisise lento.
And that's why I said it's so important that we grasp and understand what this says.
Ngoba nathi singasuka siqale ukusha. Lokho kusha kubuye kube dala sesinamathele kuwe esikhundleni sokuthi Nkosi uNkulunkulu uma uqhamuka sifuna ukuthobela wena, sifuna ukugobela wena, asifuni isiko lethu. Sifuna okusha okhamuka ezulwini.
So we need to pray and ask God for grace that we'll recognize when God brings new wine, that we won't stop Him, but that we'll recognize that new wine that's from the Lord, and that we'll be prepared for it and bow to it.
Asiyekeka amabandla manje Roma. Asiyeke iAnglican. Asiyeke iWesili. Ake sondele nesonto lakithi.
Now let us just forget about, for now, the Catholics, the Anglicans, the Methodists, and whatever other church.
UJesu uthi uma umuntu ezalwa kabusha, We sit down and say, Shasha.
Let's get closer. The Lord Jesus says if someone is in Christ Jesus, he makes him a brand new creature. The old passes away and everything becomes new. So even that church, that congregation that doesn't allow itself to be renewed, the Lord Jesus will pass it by. And if you don't allow God, the Holy Spirit, to work and to be at work, then other spirits, evil spirits and demons will be at work and fill that place. So the word says that if we repent and we are in Christ Jesus, we become a brand new creation. Now let me ask, as we are seated here, brethren, has everything become new in you, or is there still something of the old that is to be found?
Are
there perhaps some of the old thoughts that you had before your conversion that you've brought into this new life, or maybe some things that you were influenced by people who brought you something which is just their own thing and was not from God at all? Your old way of speaking. Because people eventually get known for what they are, and even their families, that you just know that family, that's the type of thing they do, that's just the way they are. Someone once came to me. He was from far away. And he said, do you remember once when you came to our area, and you remember how I treated you? And I said, no, I don't remember. I don't remember much at all. All I can vaguely remember is that you didn't seem to be very happy that I had come. And then he said, look, God does not allow that.
And then I said,
no, look, at that time I just took it that that's just the way you are and that's the way your family reacts and is. And because even any family is known in a certain family traits, and you say,
uNkulunkulu kavumi lokho ngonile ngithi ngithethelele.
But this man said very adamantly, he said, look, God does not allow that kind of conduct, and I ask for forgiveness and that God will forgive me too.
Ngonile kuNkulunkulu kuba ngikumukele ngendlela ebandayo.
I sinned against God that I gave you such a cold shoulder.
Awube ngithi ngiyapholisha kancane ngithi aw bengithi mhlambe imdeni yakini injalo.
I just tried to soften it a bit and I said, no, well, I just thought it's your, the way that you are.
Hayi khona, hayi khona. UNkulunkulu kavumi lokho.
But he didn't.
Uma singamaKristu singabantu abasha cha. Asifanele ukuhamba ngendlela yaokhokho bethu. Sekufanele ukuthi sihambe ngendlela kaJesu.
But he didn't accept it. He said, no, as a Christian, God doesn't allow that. We cannot accept that, well, that's just the way we are in our family. I inherited this type of personality. We need to become new and have a new personality from Christ.
Akufanele ukuthi sifuze abadala bakithi ngoba uNkulunkulu wasenga ngegazi lakhe akasithenganga ngesiliva negolide kodwa ngegazi lakhe elinqabileyo ukuba simfuze ubaba osendzulwini hayi laba basemhlabeni.
We cannot just say, well, this is just what I've inherited, because we've been purchased not with silver or gold but with his precious blood, so that we can become like him.
Omunye athi phela ukuze ngibe nolaka nobaba waba nolaka ukuze ngibe nomona umama ube nomona.
Some people say, well, I get angry because that my father had a temper on him too. Or my mother, she was always jealous of other people, and that's just what I've inherited from her and them.
Uyabona lokho kuchaza ukuthi awukahlangani noJesu. Uma uzelwe uNkulunkulu uyofuza uNkulunkulu. Uma uzafuza owasemhlabeni. Ukholwa kwakho kudoti, rubbish.
That just proves you have not had a meeting with the Lord Jesus. If you are born of him, you will become like him. You will inherit his character, his personality.
UPaulu ubesho ngabanye abantu ethi laba bantu bangamavila, baziwa ngalokho, bangamavila, bayavilapha. Laba bantu banamanga, bayeyisa, banjalo ke laba bantu. Kodwa uma usuzelwe kabusha, uzelwe uNkulunkulu, phelile lokho.
Paul wrote of certain people saying, those people, they are lazy, and the others are insolent, and they are liars. But when you are born of God, that is no longer part of you. That stops. It becomes new.
Uma uthi uNkulunkulu umthwalise ngomoya wakho ingcwele ngibe nempilo ecicimayo.
If you pray and say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I will have overflowing life.
Gobhoze imifula yamanzi eswini sami.
That rivers of living water will flow from my innermost being.
Uma ekwenza, wena ungenziwa busha. Lezi busiso zakho ziyophela ngelanga, ngeke phele iviki sokuchitheke konke.
If God grants you your request, but you've still got the old wineskin, it's not all made new, those blessings you will lose in no time. Maybe after a week, nothing will be left.
UNkulunkulu ngesikhathi sika Noa wayisola ngokudala abantu.
During Noah's time, God regretted that he had created man.
Uma uthi Nkosi, ngibusise, sebenza kimi Nkosi, sebenza ngomoya ongcwele, Sebenza Nkosi Jesu. Kanti awuguquliwe waba musha sha. UNkulunkulu uzoyisola ngathi kodwa ngimnikeleni lo muntu umoya wami.
Now if you pray and say, Lord, work in my life, please do a deeper work in me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And yet not everything has been made new. Then God could also regret it and say, but I regret having given him my Spirit.
Umbuzo wami ngifuna ukuthi ungiphendule noma ungasukumanga waphendula ukuba kuzwe wonke umuntu kodwa enhlizweni ya phendula lo mbuzo konke sekwenziwa kusho empilweni yakho.
Now I ask you again this question. You don't need to get up now and shout out your answer, but answer it before the Lord in your heart. And the question being, has everything been made new in your heart?
Mhlawumbe ubuki internet. Ubuki izinto ezingasile. Ngoba kuthola namakholwa akwenza lokho. Uma usakubuka lokho, musu kungitshela ukuthi uzelwe kabusha unamanga. Ufuza uSathane, awumfuzi uJesu.
If you still look at the internet, looking at all the filth that is offered on the internet, because there are some who call themselves Christians who even do that. But I say if you do it, you don't tell me you are born of God, you've been born again. I spoke a few Sundays ago about the purity of a young person.
Ngaze ngasho kubona bephalamente na lebandla lelikhulu etendeni elikhulu elalihlonyiwe.
And I even spoke about it in that tent where all those parliamentarians were present and all the others.
Ngathi nina seningabelungu nonke.
I said to them, I said, look, you have all just become whites.
Hayi ngokudla ushukela nokuphuzitiye.
Not just because you use sugar and because you drink tea.
Kodwa ngokuba no boyfriend, no girlfriend.
But because you've adopted the way of the whites regarding having boyfriends and girlfriends.
Itya sezweni leyo namakholwa kumukela kugwinyile.
That's something of the world. That's what the world does. Flirting and dating. But Christians have accepted it. And they do it too.
Kodwa manje angisayifuni leyo ndlela. Uma ngithembisa futhi ngishada, ngifuna ukuthi ngikhethelwe uNkulunkulu, ngikhonjiswe uNkulunkulu, ngoba iBhayibheli ethi okuhlanganiswa uNkulunkulu makungahlukaniswa umuntu.
Back in the 60s, Baba Hatebe already said, look, in the world we used to date and flirt. But now I've become a Christian. Now I don't want to do it in that way. I want to do it God's way. And it's what God brings together. Let no man put asunder. There should not even be any sign of the old. Now, yesterday there at the graveside, it was a beautiful grave. I don't know whether I've seen one like that.
Kwaba yindlu leyo. Tenwinsabati Bataba Nyatala Nyatela Bakaya Valeta Densibi Bakaya Uguze in Sabati Ingabuyese Baze Bafaga Istebe Ska Kongolo Neje Moba Bati Asifuni Uguti Kube khona inkonzo yokuvula ithe wathi kwe zobekwa namhlanje lokhu akwabantu bese kwenziwe inkonzo yokuvulwa ithe ithe angikufuni.
What he had planned is that yesterday they immediately put on the grave the tombstone, because otherwise what they normally would do is just cover the grave, and then after a while they have another ceremony just to put the tombstone on the grave. And he said he doesn't want that. He doesn't need that. Let it be done straight away, then it's done.
Nembali bebe ileta bitboy pots abati kha nensabati bebe ileta bati kha asfuni kolose send you a basha ngevangeli.
And then the undertakers, they come with the flowers and with the sand and you to throw, and they said, no, we don't need any of that. That doesn't apply here.
Nginombuzo ke futhi ngiphinda kwesithathu ku yebo uthi usuphendukile usukholiwe kodwa kukhona yini okudala okukuwe na.
Now back to this question. You have gotten converted, you are saved, but tell me, is there still something of the old in your life?
Ubaba wengane ngakufakazela athi mama wengane akukho umfanekiso wokudala umuntu omusha ubelikhuni engavumi enenkani.
Can your husband testify of you and say, you know, my wife, since she's found the Lord, she's a different person. She's changed totally. None of that old is still in her. I sense that she's just a soft skin. She's been made soft and flexible. A brand new wineskin. There is no sign of her still wanting to have the last word, sitting on her husband's head. She is subjected to him.
Now, inkosikazi iyasho ubaba wasekhaya uyisidalwa esisha akasiyo into yamanga. Yokudakwa, yokuphuza, into yabafazi, ufuza uNkulunkulu ngobungcwele.
And can your wife testify of you, you man, and say, you know, my husband is just so changed. He used to be troubled by alcohol, by women, and by anger, but things have changed totally. He's a different person.
Umzimba wakho uyawuphatha kabi uyangcolisa.
Do you defile your body?
Noma ungahlangananga nowesifazane wena qobo lwakho kwenze kube khona okwenzayo nomzimba wakho.
Even if you
ongenakuma ngakho phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
Even if you don't sin with a woman, but you defile your own body. You do things which you will not be able to stand before God with.
Noma usafunda idram intombi ezinqunu noma iphonografi okudala lokho kwesihogo uyabona hamba hamba uyokuphenduka asifuni ufike lapha nalo udoti yes aphele lokho.
Or you still look at pornographic material and magazines. That's of the old. That's from hell. go and get converted first. We don't need you with that rubbish here. Or you maybe are like a cup of tea. It all looks good, but when you look, they're full of flies inside. Do you think you can offer God tea like that?
Impukane niyayazi ukuthi zichamselwapi, zihlalapi. Uma ubuka ngeferkeke, ubuke, uzobona imlenze yabo igcwele uboya.
Now you know where flies are bred and where they live. And if you look under a microscope, you'll notice that their legs are full of hairs.
Bese uma ihlala isuka nalodo.
So when it lands on that dirt and takes off again, it sticks to these hairs on the legs.
Noma wena ungafaka teaspoon tat three.
Now you may fish those flies out of your tea, throw them out, and then you go and you drink that tea. Well, in a spiritual sense, you are not right. If you have been sanctified, you'll never be able to drink tea like that. Stop your praying and your singing in the choir and your testifying because of these old things in your life. Stop that. And stop that, those old things first before you continue. Perhaps there's a grudge. You're holding a grudge against somebody because he once said something negative about you. And there can be irritability, getting annoyed.
Noma utubusisekile uNkulunkulu uzoyisola ukuthi kodwa ukuze ngimbusise lo muntu bengenwa yini.
And even if you are blessed, God will regret it, saying, I don't know how that could have happened, that he could have been blessed in that way.
UJesu uthi ngeke uthathe iwayini elisha impilo entsha.
The Lord says, you don't take new wine. You can't take that new life and put it into the old wineskins. I've spoken long enough. I'll stop there. Now go on to your knees, search your life before God and say, Lord, is there something of the old that's still in my life somewhere? If you seek more from the Lord, you're wasting your time if you think God will put new wine into old wineskins. Let us pray.
Thank you.
inkosi entombini lezo ezishumi uyasho ukuthi ezihlanu bezihlakaniphile ezihlanu beziziyula.
Lord, of the 10 virgins, you say 5 were wise and 5 were foolish.
Uyazi ke ukuthi sizintombi ezinjani ezihlakaniphile noma eziziyula.
Now you know, Lord, whether we are among the wise or the foolish ones.
Amen.